3rd of September. This is my first vlog of the week. Yeah, it's been quite a busy week. So not even busy, I'd call it heavy. So I was basically taking time off from vlogging. But yeah, today is a good day to vlog because we are on the road. Mr. George on the wheel as usual, driving us to Nakuru. We are taking a break from Nairobi for a few days. One of my cousins was kind enough to invite us to just take a break. And yeah, we're on the way there. Todd, you want to say hi? No? You want to say hi? Madam T is very, very, Misty is very sleepy, or rather just chilling on chill mode. So yeah, I also wanted to give an update even as we're on the road. If you've been following our vlogs and our posts, you know that we had a puppy called Happy, who's been feeling unwell, and we spent a lot of time going back and forth to the vet for her to get checkups and for them to figure out what was wrong. She started having seizures almost immediately after we took her home for the very first time, and she's barely 4 months old. So of course it was something very scary and traumatizing to see and deal with, because we, of course, when an animal has seizures, you feel very helpless. There's nothing you can do. All you can do is just watch until the seizure passes. So at the very beginning, the vets were worried that maybe it's being caused by low sugar, or you know, maybe worms. So I mean, we've been very regular with deworming and ensuring that she gets her regular meals. But even after trying to sort it out with diet, it wasn't working out. So when the seizures continued to get worse and she wasn't eating well, she got admitted at the vets for 2 days for them to do thorough tests, to do some blood work, to check out her organs. But they didn't find anything. So we're just advised to take her home and just observe her for a few days and keep ensuring that she's eating regularly. But yeah, we took her home, and on the second day, she got a really huge seizure. She was foaming from the mouth, and a few hours later, she got another seizure. Like, they became super, super regular. Yeah. So by this past weekend, she was very lethargic. She wasn't her usual happy self. She had few moments of, you know, running around, but most of it was basically just not playing or eating well. It had gotten to the point where we had to finger feed her because she wasn't drinking water, she wasn't eating. Yeah, it was a very difficult time, because we honestly didn't know what to do or like to make her feel better. So this week, about 2 days ago, after she got another seizure, we decided to take her to the vets. We'd been in contact with them. I mean, they've been fantastic with communicating with us on WhatsApp, and we've been, you know, sending them videos of the seizures, and we've been talking, and they've been advising us on what to do. So we took her in so that we can, you know, discuss on what the way forward is. And previously, the last visit we had talked about seizure medication. But she's too young because for her to be put on those meds, because they're the kind of meds that once she takes them, she'll be dependent on them for life, and it's an expensive venture. And if by chance maybe we're going through a rough month and we can't afford to buy the meds, it will only make the seizures worse. And I mean, they basically lower the quality of her life. So basically the only other option that was left was for us to discuss putting her down, and that's the agreement we came to together with the vets. So yeah, 2 days ago we said goodbye to Happy. We wanted to be there with her as she passed, and yeah, our little fur baby is gone. It's been a difficult couple of days because she had become a member of our family. Of course, she'd become very close to Taji. who is her constant playmate, and it's been hard for Tadi to grapple with everything. I mean, she's only four, so she's still trying to understand what's happening. She's been asking a ton of questions, but all we can do is just, you know, keep talking. We allow her to feel her grief, to cry, to talk, to ask questions, and just for us as a family to just help her deal with the situation. So luckily we've been meaning to take a holiday for a really long time, but we are looking at our bank accounts and we're like, we can only look at them through Viusasa. Anyway, so luckily a cousin of ours had offered to host us for 2 nights in Nakuru, so that's where we're headed. We feel like the drive towards there and just spending time outside of our normal environment is going to help all of us who are feeling our souls are heavy, our minds are heavy, our hearts are sad, and even for Tadi missing her puppy, the break will be good for her. So yeah, so keep it locked. We are going to vlog throughout this trip, and we'll see you in the next video. Tadi, do you want to say something? No? Okay, chill mode. All right, see you.
Valley.
The Rift what? Yeah. So now we go? Eh?
You have to stay here and see.
Don't jump up there. Your first time at the viewpoint, Tadi? Well, let me see. Wow, it's beautiful. Okay, let's get into the car. Maybe midday or something, we have arrived. Yes. You can remove your seat belts. Gosh. Okay, stop screaming, Tadi. And I've told you already, Nick is in here, okay? They've gone home. Sawa. Yeah, we'll see him tomorrow. At his house. Yes. No, he lives with his mom and twin brother. I don't know how to measure 100 meters.
Nothing.
You say that again. I'll record this and send it to my parents.
You
rude man.
If you don't know how to read.
You see?
Mom, why did you pay school fees?
You see 7 years. You see 7 years is a true story. You think you used to talk to me like this first year?
Oh.
Mschew.
A good sign poster said 100 meters.
I don't know how many.
You're there.
I thought you'd
agree. Is this your dad over here?
Okay, so continue then. You don't want me to have a wedding.
Let me house. Let me have a car and a limo. Let me have the house. Let me have a car and a limo.
Look at you, mama.
Yeah, if you clap like that, you're right. We are here.
I'm not.
Shireen's place, bed and breakfast.
Bed and.
Not bed.
Hello, guys. Today I have my own bouncy bed.
Bouncy bed.
Yes, it's very bouncy. You can't even get into a couch.
Wow. Okay, see, it's time now to sleep then.
Let's finish first the movie. But Mama said.
Who said?
Mom.
Mom is the one breaking rules.
In holiday.
What in holiday, Dad?
Okay. Alright. Good morning, princess. Good morning. Morning. How are you?
Morning.
Guys, morning. Look at our view. Lovely place. Shireen Homes. Home away from home. Njoo Nakuru. Tuko karibu kujiburudisha hapa na staftahi. Kiamsha kinywa.
What?
Staftahi.
What?
Say staftahi. Ongare, say staftahi. Ama kiamsha kinywa.
Kiamsha kinywa.
Kinywa. Wajua kinywa ni nini? Ni nini? Hiyo ni mdomo.
Throat.
Mdomo, kinywa ni ndani.
Ndani.
Aha. Okay. Mdomo. Hawa walipitia tu shule au kupita hawa.
Today is Sunday, what is the date again?
Sixth of September.
Sadly, we are ending our Nakuru trip. This amazing couple, Nao and Billy, Nasara, the poet, ETC, they derailed us. We were supposed to go back yesterday, but we are still here in Nakuru.
Yep.
It's been amazing.
Nao is a great pastor.
A great pastor. Well, hello. Are you calling things forth? Has the Lord spoken?
That!
Shemoshe!
Toka ukicheza!
Tutetemeka!
You crazy people. Anyway, it's always good to do, keeping up with this video vlogging thing.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, guys, for hosting us. We had an amazing time. We don't even want to go back. We were supposed to leave in the morning. Say, Georgie, why are you tickling me? Anyway, let's sign off. Let's say bye-bye, COVID and all that nonsense. We'll check this out a few years from now. When, George! See you in the next one. Let me just stop this madness. You're so naughty. Sunday, 6th of September, again. We're heading back to Nairobi. As you can tell on my face, I'm just like, man. Insert crying emoji right here. Yeah, it's been an amazing time with family, with friends. Just a break from the normal is always good for the soul. And I'm so thankful and feeling blessed that we had this opportunity to come to Nakuru County and just chill. So yeah, Sunday, then feels like back to school, back to school mode. Yeah, going back to normal schedule, figuring out work, figuring out, you know, how to make more money, to pay the bills, to live life, to be adulting and all that stuff, figuring out school, how school is going to look like for Taji. There's a lot on my mind today. It'll be interesting to hear from you. How, for those of you with kids, what are the solutions that you have adopted for your own family? Because I know a lot of people who are homeschooling or doing virtual learning who are starting in September. So I'd be really curious to hear, what are you doing for your kids? Have you found a tutor? Or have you signed up for virtual learning at your schools? Hit me up in the comments. Let's discuss. Let me get help me to find ideas. as we try and figure out what the next steps are for our kids. So yeah, we are now approaching Naivasha. Hopefully we should get to Nairobi shortly, safely, and yeah, back home. See you in a bit. How's your trip? Are you happy to go back to Nairobi?
No. I got nail polish from that boy.
That's so cool. You made new friends, right?
Yes.
You happy to go back to Nairobi?
No. I said no.
All right then. You had fun though? What was the best part of your trip to Nakuru? Yes. What was the best part of your trip to Nakuru? What was the best part? What is the fun part for you?
The fun part.
Mm-hmm.
Is drinking juice.
Yeah. Nice. What else?
So for my auntie and uncle, the best part is about making new friends.
That's nice.
And mom, I don't know those two girls, they went somewhere.
They did, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. But at least you got to play with them, right? Okay.
And guys, you know, the best part of playing with my friends at my auntie and uncles is the sticker. Look at this.
Branch off the Nakuru Naivasha highway and use pass through Limuru. The fog is heavy. Been a long time since I've been on this road. It reminds me of going to high school. Yeah, I went to high school in this area. It's called cold area. Oh, baridi too. Stomachache, which usually happens when you're on the road. Limuru Girls High School. Memories.
Nairobi guys. Niko nimesimama hapa Ruaka. Hapa Total. Kumojoa. Unajua kumojoa ni nini Taji? Taji unajua kumojoa? Wewe ajui kumojoa. Mimi niko nimesimama hapa Ruaka kumojoa. Gari likagalia hivi nimeona wewe tumepitia kweli Limuru. imechafuka. Na tuko wegi, hata galia wale pale. Kia galia hao. Unaona hao? Unaona hata galia hao pia. Nairobi kuna mavua na kule hakuna. Haya. Haya nituthie, nikuthie kuthie. Sawa. Wewe nyina wa ciana. Tuthie. Haya. Wewe na iliosia waine.